Hey everyone, welcome to another sit down with Michael Francis. Hope everybody is doing well. All is very good, very blessed on this end. As always, my friends, I give all the praise, honor, glory, and thanksgiving to our God for that, especially at this time of the year. It's December. We're going to be celebrating Christmas Day, wonderful holiday. So it's such an important holiday for all of humanity. And for me, I'm just thankful to be alive and to be free and to be with my family and just able to enjoy the season. But it's a great time of the year, you know, a lot of Christmas parties coming up, a lot of great dinners and stuff like that. And of course, we got the shopping and the presents and all of that. So let's make the most. This is the season to be happy and to be joyful. And listen, we got a new administration coming in. I think the country's going to see a reset. You know, I see that people are encouraged and spirits are high. And hey, that's wonderful. That's great. And by the way, I've been getting a lot of requests to do cameos. You know what cameo is? I give a greeting, a happy birthday message, a Merry Christmas message, happy anniversary. I've given every kind of a message that you can possibly imagine. But we are on Cameo for the Christmas season. We're getting a lot of requests. We fill every one of them. So just want to encourage you on that. Also, Minect, Patrick Bet-David's platform, Minect.com. We do phone calls on that. We do text messages, whatever you like. So we are on the Minect platform and also a platform called Memo. And I think that's for really overseas people. We do all three of them, and we get back to everybody as quickly as we can. And so if you're into that, we're here. You know, Donald Trump. Oh, some people right away are going to turn off. No, don't do that. Just listen for a minute. You know, this is a season, I think, where we got to give people a second look and second chances. Hey, you know what? I've been given a second chance in my life. For those of you that hate Donald Trump for whatever reason, you don't like him for whatever reason, whatever you think. A lot of you don't like him because you've heard all this horrible stuff about him from people on the top. And you know, that divisiveness, that rhetoric, it starts on the top and it trickles down. And I think that if you just isolate the person himself and you try to think about what has he done to impact me in a way that's so negative or so horrible, or what has he done in a way to impact me in a good way? And you just isolate that person because, listen, like it or not, he is going to be the president of the United States. He was duly elected by an overwhelming majority of the popular vote and by an overwhelming majority of the electoral vote also. So he's the choice. I'm not going to get into the politics. We know why. All right. We did all of that. We understand why. And I think even people on the other side are starting to come around and say, you know what? The country does need a reset. We've been going in the wrong direction. And maybe this is the guy that can do it. You know, now, of course, people are going to attack him. It's just the nature of the job. We get it. And people are going to do what they do. And that's just politics as usual. We understand that. But, you know, I read an article recently by a guy that I have a lot of respect for, and that's Piers Morgan. Now, he's another controversial figure for whatever reason, I don't know. But I tell you this, he interviewed me twice. I watch his content. He's a damn good interviewer. He goes down the middle. He's not biased. He says it like it is. He was great in the interviews with me. He didn't hold back. He asked me the tough questions. He was great. And I have a lot of respect for him. I really do. And so I listen to him quite often because I like the way he puts panels together. He puts people on both sides of, you know, the fence as far as their opinions are concerned. And he goes right down the middle and he's not shy. He'll tell you what he believes. He's respectful. I like the way he treats his guests. But he says it like it is, you know. I like Megyn Kelly for that reason. She's terrific. Same way. But Pierce recently wrote an article, an op-ed about Donald Trump. And I want to read it. And I want you to listen to it. And for the haters there, just listen. You know, don't turn it off because he's going to be your president, like it or not. I don't want you standing in front of a lake and shouting out at the lake like some delusional person. I don't know what they're trying to accomplish, but yeah, people are doing that. Women are getting sterilized because they think Donald Trump is going to invade their body or something. It's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. It's crazy. You're not moving out of the United States. Don't listen to these celebrities. You know, it's all nonsense. He's going to be the president. So let's take kind of a deep dive into Donald Trump a bit. And at the end of the article, at the end of what somebody that knows him well, he knows him for 18 years, he knows him well. Let's hear what he has to say and then formulate your opinion. And you've got comments there. You say, Michael, you're full of it. Or Michael, I don't care. Or Michael, he's this or that. Whatever you want to say. But just listen. You know, I was always taught, be a good listener. Listen to what people have to say, formulate your own opinions, and then you can respond. So here it is. Title of the article is, Trump, too, could be one of America's great presidents if he curbs his bad side. Again, cuts it down the middle. And they're friends. And he says it in an op-ed to the public. I don't know what Donald Trump would say has been his greatest ever Thanksgiving holiday, just passed, but it's hard to imagine any quite beating the one he just celebrated. I agree with that. He's just pulled off the greatest comeback in American political history. That's without a doubt. He survived two assassination attempts. He saw off a disgracefully brazen and concerted campaign to politically weaponize the justice system against U.S. president people, whether you want to believe it or not, and hopefully you get out of the delusional state for those of you on the other side. There's no question that Biden's administration weaponized the Department of Justice to go after Donald Trump. There's no question about it. I live that life. I understand, okay, what our criminal justice system is about. And I'm telling you, in my lifetime, even against mob guys, I've never seen anything like what they've done to Donald Trump. Period. You don't do that to go after your political enemies. And remember, he was the first president ever in our 200-plus year history that's ever been indicted four times. And when Donald Trump says, I've been indicted more than Al Capone, it's true. Nobody has ever succumbed to that but Donald Trump. And absolutely, the president could have stopped this immediately and said, hey, stop. I'll beat him legitimately. I don't need to weaponize the Department of Justice. I don't need to bring up this petty nonsense. You people in New York with this crazy, crazy, stupid case that you're bringing, cut it out. The president has a bully pulpit. He controls the Department of Justice. This president certainly did, no question about it. The way he controlled Homeland Security with Mayorkas and allowed these people to come across, he could have stopped it. He is the one that instigated it, without a doubt. And just when he thought things couldn't get any better, his former opponent, President Biden, has revealed himself to be a shameful, lying hypocrite by pardoning his criminal son, Hunter. Is there any dispute in that? How many times did Biden say, I will not pardon my son? How many times did his press secretary say, he will absolutely not? How many times did other people supportive of Biden say, absolutely not, he will not pardon him? And then I tell you the truth. I understand him pardoning his son because he's his son. I would have done the same. Father, son, no question about it. I would have done the same, and I would have tried to straighten my son out. I don't need the government to do it. I don't need the prison to do it. I'll try to do it. That's what I would have done. But here's what he did. He lied to the American people. That was wrong. He betrayed the American people. And why did he lie? For political reasons. Because he knew if he talked about pardoning his son, that it would have hurt him and would hurt his party, okay, running for president. Period. So he knowingly and willingly lied. And then what he did, instead of saying, hey, people, I'm sorry. My son got to me. It's my heart. I'm a father. I'm 82 years old. Okay. I don't know how much longer I have to live in this earth. I don't want to have to visit my son in prison before I die. So yeah, I pardoned him. You want to get mad at me? Go ahead. I would understand that. No doubt about it. I get it. I would have understood that. And I would have said, okay, you know what? Give him a pass. But what did he do? He goes out and puts this ridiculous statement together that his son was persecuted because of him. Ridiculous. A total blatant lie. And you know what he did? What he did further? He actually pardoned him for anything that might happen since 2014. Why did he do that? That was the year that Hunter Biden joined Burisma. And that was the year when all of this stuff started, when Joe Biden was vice president and started peddling his vice presidency to gain over $27 million that came into the shell companies for the Biden crime family. Joe Biden did it to cover his own ass as well as his son's. And he gave him blanket immunity. It was never been a pardon like this. Blanket immunity for anything done or undone for that period of time. Joe Biden is a hypocrite. He is a liar. He doesn't care about the American people. He's shown that in so many different ways. You know, And look, you got to be honest about it. This had nothing to do with Trump. This is Biden. And did he destroy his legacy? I don't think he had any decent legacy to begin with. But whatever he might have had, now he destroyed it. He reveals his true self. You can only hide it for so long. He revealed himself. He doesn't care about anybody but himself. That's it. And his family. And not all of his family. Remember, he wouldn't acknowledge that he had a granddaughter. Wouldn't even acknowledge her, wouldn't visit her, wouldn't acknowledge anything. Whatever suits his purposes, that's what Biden is all about. No wonder Trump is looking and behaving like the cat who got the creamiest of cream. That's true. The president-elect rang me last week. So President-elect Trump rang Piers Morgan last week. They're friends. It was the fourth time we've spoken since he was shot. And through the course of those calls, I've been increasingly struck by the realization that Donald Trump is a changed man. Now, you know what? I don't know Donald. I've come to the same conclusion. Watching him, listening to him, I think the man has changed. Something has happened, whether it has been all this court nonsense he's gone through, the impeachment, the constant barrage of criticism, the name-calling, you know, the trials, the assassination attempts, whatever. This man has changed. I don't mean that he's lost the combative, trash-talking, egotistical, hyperbolic character traits that have made him the world's most unique and uniquely polarizing public figure. Says it like it is. And this is true of Donald. That's his character. That's what he personifies in a way. Trump will never stop being Trump in that regard. It's embedded in his pugilistic New York DNA. I understand that. New Yorkers, many of us are fighters. We fight back. We don't lay down. We fight back. And that's who Trump is. You know, he's a New Yorker. I get it. You know, I understand that. But I can say this. In his 18 years I've known him, he's never sounded happier, more relaxed, or so laser-focused on the incredible opportunity he now has to become what he'd really like to be, and that's one of the of America's historically great presidents. He has a chance to do this. This country is in bad shape right now in many areas. He has the chance to unite this country. I want him to unite the country. I want the people that voted against him to say, you know what? I made a mistake. He really does care about the people. He really is trying to straighten this country out. He is really trying to unite America. He wants to be the president for all of America's citizens. I want him to personify that because that's what this country needs, and I think that's what he wants to do. I think that's what his legacy, what he wants his legacy to be. And we're going to see. I mean, he's on the pulpit right now. We're going to see it. His chaotic first term, which delivered many good things. People forget that. Remember, he has a record. I kept saying this throughout, you know, the campaign. They have a record. You are what your record says you are. He has a 4-year record as president. Look at it. All you insane people out there that want to keep knocking him and calling him a liar. Can't call him a liar anymore. Not after what Biden has just did and what after he's done for 3.5 years. He's lied about everything. He lied about the border. He lied about his competency. He lied about his son, Hunter. He lied about never meeting with any of the business people that his son met. He lied about the laptop. He lies consistently. He makes up stories about cannibals and train rides. And this is the liar in chief. And you want to call Trump a lie? What did Trump lie about that hurt this country? Tell me that during his 4 years as president. And remember, Biden lied about, you know, the vaccine. He lied about the pandemic and people died. And he lied about the border and people died. He's got blood on his hands. Don't ever talk to me about Donald Trump when you support Joe Biden or Kamala Harris. Please don't. You're on losing ground when it comes to that. His chaotic first term, which delivered many good things, was marred by enraged mass protests at his shocking win, a prolonged war with mainstream media intent on nailing him for bogus Russia collusion, bullshit that never actually happened, and the horrendous scenes at the Capitol on January 6th, 2021. People, I'm going to tell you this. If we have a fair investigation of January 6th, you're going to see some things come out that you're going to be shocked. I'm not shocked. The Democrats don't play fair. I'm not shocked one bit, but you're going to see some things. Remember, Nancy Pelosi, She turned down the National Guard when Trump said, have them there. This is a chaotic, have them there. She said no. She threw all the Republicans off of the committee that investigated January 6th. She put people in jail. Right now, people are in jail, innocent people that were walked in by FBI agents. You're going to see some more stuff come out. I hope they do an investigation on this. I really do. For 4 years, Trump was forced to fight a relentless war of attrition on multiple fronts that often brought out the worst in him. It's true. He was constantly fighting every single day. Then he lost the 2020 election, although he'll never admit it. And by early 2022, he seemed a completely busted flush with nobody other than him believing he had any chance of ever becoming president again. He was at his lowest in 2022. All this stuff that happened, you know, he hit rock bottom. I know how that feels. I hit rock bottom in a jail cell, in solitary. And nobody believed in him except himself, maybe his family, I don't know. But that turned out to be a massive underestimation of the collective power of Trump's other character traits, resilience, determination, the skin of a rhino, and a ferocious, never-give-up work ethic. Let me ask you a question. Isn't that who you want as president? A ferocious, never-give-up work ethic. The guy's 78 years old. Look at the schedule that he keeps. Look at it. The guy's unreal. And I know, I'm 73 years old. I know what it takes to keep a schedule like that. And I'm 5 years younger than him. You know, and I'm probably in a little better shape. I eat better. I'm a little bit healthier. I work out. I don't know if he does that, but man, the guy's got stamina. There's no question about it. Don't you see that as a leader? I see it. That's what I want. Not some fumbling guy that walks up the stairs and trips or can't find his way off a stage, or not a woman who refuses, okay, to answer questions properly or has a word salad that nobody can understand. Come on. I know the campaign is over, but look what you got compared to what you might have had and what you got right now. It also helped that the Democrats inexplicably decided to martyr him with their lawfare campaign, which reached a nadir of absurdity with the Stormy Daniels trial and conviction. I'm not even going to get into that. 18 years ago. I'm not even going to get into that. And that whole thing is going to be reversed and thrown out anyway. And don't ever think that Biden and that administration didn't promote all of this. Absolutely, they did. If you believe in Santa Claus, it's Christmas time, then don't believe that. But it's absolutely true. And that they inexplicably made Biden their 2024 nominee despite his increasingly zombie-like behavior before dumping him for the woefully inept Kamala Harris. Pierce, I love you. You just say it like it is. You take the words right out of my mouth. Woefully inept is what she was. The nerve of them even promoting her. I don't even get it. They would threaten the existence of the whole United States as we know it by putting someone so incompetent as our commander-in-chief, the most powerful position in the entire world? Come on. This woman? Are you for real? Are there capable women? Absolutely out there. Could I think a woman could be president? Of course. Black, white, it doesn't matter. We have them great, whatever ethnic background they are. But not her. She didn't get one vote. When she ran for president, she got less than 1%, the first one that dropped out. And you want to make her the commander-in-chief? She was a DEI hire. Let's be honest. Let's stop the nonsense. Say it like it is. Pierce is saying it. Why did they pick her as vice president? She wasn't qualified to begin with. And then they install her to run for president. Come on. You ever going to let this happen again? You ever going to let people pull the wool over your eyes again like they did here? And that they persisted in spewing their progressive far-left crap like supporting trans athletes in women's sports. People didn't want it. Major, major part of the company, major, major part of the country, popular vote, they didn't want this garbage, and they spoke loud and clear. Yet ultimately, I believe it was Trump himself who won the 2024 election through the sheer force of his personality. I believe that. Going to McDonald's, riding in a garbage truck after Joe Biden called all his people that voted for him garbage. Clinton, deplorable. MAGA, deplorable. MAGA, garbage. That's what they called us. Trump, he didn't buy into that. He went in a garbage truck. Said, these are my people. He went to McDonald's. And he served people with an apron on. Come on. From the way he turned his court appearances into raging mini rallies to the way he stood back up and shouted, fight, fight, fight. Seconds after he was struck by an assassin's bullet, Trump showed an extraordinary mental strength and high level of personal courage that resonated powerfully with the electorate. Yes, this is what people want to see in a leader. Remember, you could be a boss. That doesn't mean you're a leader. You can be a supervisor. It doesn't mean you're a leader. A leader is only a leader when he encourages and motivates people to follow him or her. That's leadership. You see something in that person's character that says, I'll go into the trenches with that person. That's a true leader. That's Donald Trump. As Hollywood star Dennis Quaid told Pierce in an uncensored interview, quote, people might call him an asshole, but he's my asshole. Hey, Dennis Quaid, I love Dennis, you know? And it's right. He's ours. He's for the people. You're going to see that. All you haters out there, give him a chance because he wants to make it better for you, even though you didn't vote for him, even though you didn't like him, even though you call him names, he wants to make it better for you. Trust me. When we spoke, meaning Pierce and Trump, Trump talked proudly of now having a great mandate, and he does have it. Like it or not, people gave him a mandate to deliver on his Make America Great Again mantra, and he vowed, quote, I can become a great president. Remember, he didn't say I was a great president. He said, I can become a great president. How? By unifying this country and making America great again. What's wrong with that term? They turned it into something bad. MAGA, like what are we? We're garbage and we're deplorable, according to them. What's wrong with the slogan, Make America Great Again, in every way? Leader of the free world. That's what he wants to do. He doesn't want to hurt people. He doesn't want to come after you. He wants to lower your taxes. He wants to make it easier for you to live, easier for you to take a vacation, easier for you to drive the car that you want to drive, easier for you to retire. This is what he wants. Come on. He wants to get our kids back into the proper education process, not this DEI woke nonsense that they've been taught. Teach them how to read and how to write and how to do math. Teach them what fellowship is all about. Not this nonsense that we've been seeing the last several years. Talk proudly. I can become a great president. He didn't say I am a great president or I was a great president. He said I can become a great president. There's some humility in that. I believe him, said Pierce. I think his triumph over all the would-be assassins, the lawyers and the obsessive, he's the new Hitler, political rivals who tried to take him down, has mellowed him. Didn't make him more fierce and more angry. It mellowed him because he overcame it all. Remember? And these people lie. They don't believe he's Hitler. If he was Hitler, Harris wouldn't have got up and said, don't worry, everything's going to be okay. That's what she said. Well, Hitler just got nominated. How is it going to be okay? Because you lied about it when you called him Hitler. Biden the same. Come on over to the White House. Would you invite Hitler to the White House? Or would you be screaming at the top of your lungs, hey, we got to get this guy out of here. They lied. They lied about this guy. And so many people bought into it, unfortunately. And Trump wants to change your mind. I know this for a fact. Hence the constant YMCA boogieing, which has sparked a nationwide craze of Americans doing the Trump dance. Come on, doesn't that endear you to him? The guy hardly moves, and everybody's doing it. It endears you to him. He's a billionaire, a multi-billionaire. He doesn't need any of this. He didn't need to go through any of this. And you know what people are not talking about? Why don't you talk about how his granddaughter loves him? Did you see that on the stage? His granddaughter loves him, golfs with him. He's grandpa. His sons love him, admire him, respect him. He's got children from different wives. but they all come together. They're all unified. I know something about that. I didn't do as well a job as Trump did with my kids. I'm saying it. It's the truth. I give the guy a lot of credit. They love him. And his family, look at the family on the stage. I'm proud to say this is the first family of the United States of America. Look at them. They're all a success. They all know how to speak. They all know how to dress. They all know how to carry themselves, every single one of them. Donald, you did a great job. So did your wives, no question. But hey, come on, you got to give a man credit for that. His children, his grandchildren, look what the man has accomplished. Why don't we talk about that side of him? I think people are jealous of that. Honestly, I do. I admire it. I think it's wonderful. I take my hat off to him. In many ways, he's done a better job with me. I had children from two different wives. And it's tough getting them all together and uniting them. Okay, they love each other. But I think Donald's done a better job than myself. I'll say it. I admire that. Sorry. Why don't people talk about that instead of Hitler? That's Hitler taking care of his family like that? Come on. As Frank Sinatra said, the best revenge is massive success. And I think Donald's going to take that part. But Donald, don't mellow out on draining the swamp. Don't do that, because that you're doing for all America. That's not revenge. That's justice. And that's setting us up for success. You need to hold the people accountable that have abused the American people and abused the country and the laws of this country. Hold them accountable. I don't care what level they're on, whether it be Biden, Pelosi, the Schiff, Adam Schiff, all of these people. Mitch McConnell, hold them accountable, every single one of them, so they never do it again. I'm asking you to do that, and so are the American people. That's why you have a mandate. Clean the swamp. Drain the swamp. We don't care about them anymore. I think Trump's 4 years out of office was the best thing that could have happened to him. This is what Pierce is saying, as it made him think long and hard about what worked and what didn't work in his first term. Very good observation, Pierce. Very good observation. This is a great article. The only protest there's been this time is a bunch of 20 liberals, lunatics, huddling by Lake Michigan to literally howl into the wind. Oh, my God. What's wrong with... You know what? I feel bad for them. I empathize with those people. I really do. There's something wrong with them. They're delusional. Same with the women that are chopping their hair off and they're not going to have sex and they're not going to have baby. You know what? Trump, do what you got to do to unite these people because they need help. They need therapy or something. There's no question. Of course, Trump must now deliver on his promises to get America's economy roaring again, to fix the illegal immigration crisis, to reduce violent crime, and to resolve the wars in Ukraine and Gaza. We know he's got to do that. Said he's going to do it. We're going to hold him to it. But what's clear from his cabinet nominations is that he's learned his lesson from 2016 and is going to trust his gut, shun establishment types with their own agendas, and surround himself with intensely loyal people who've been successful in many different fields. Elon Musk, Tulsi Gabbard, RFK Jr., all of these people, they're not establishment. He's putting people in place that he knows is going to drain the swamp and do their job and work for the American people. I support it 1,000%, as does Pierce. And he's got supersized brains like Elon Musk, at his side to help him achieve what he wants to achieve. At the end of our chat, Trump chuckled. He laughs. Pierce, you're a good guy, and you haven't changed, though you do have your bad moments too. Don't we all? It was my turn to chuckle. Don't we all, Mr. Trump? Mr. President, he said. He laughed. True, very true. That's Donald. If he curbs the frequency of those bad moments and he sticks to the big picture that he was elected on, Donald J. Trump has every chance of becoming one of America's most transformative and greatest presidents. Great article, Pierce. I really mean it. And you got into depth about Trump, and hopefully I added a little bit myself. We agree on everything. You know what? Give the guy a chance. He's your president. Don't be moving anywhere else. Don't be chopping your hair off or jumping in the lake or wanting to commit suicide. Whatever the heck people are saying they want to do, give this man a chance. That's all I say. To unite America and make America great again. He's got my support and the support of the greater majority of this country right now. Donald, you're on the hot seat. Let's see you perform. I believe you will. That's it for today, my friends. How do I always leave you? Same way, never going to change. Be safe. Be healthy. God bless each and every one of you throughout this Christmas season, this holiday season. And God bless America. See you next time.